USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The World Health Organization's Director General is expressing cautious optimism as the fight against the coronavirus continues.
We encourage all countries to share their data publicly. The data also appear to show a decline in new cases. This trend must be interpreted very cautiously.
Day three of early voting continues in Nevada, as over 26,000 Nevadans have already cast their ballot. Nevada Democratic Party Chairman William McCurdy says things are working well so far.
From the very beginning, what we wanted to do is make sure that we offered the most expansive, accessible, and transparent caucus yet, which is why we have early vote and also have an opportunity for folks to utilize our precinct chairs, utilize low-tech, easy option on caucus day.
All those early votes will be counted on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
U.S. Taliban peace agreement is said to be near. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes with more.
A Taliban official saying the talks are over. The deal is expected to be signed very soon, perhaps by the end of this month. Meanwhile, the chief negotiator for the United States was expressing satisfaction about where things stand, but added that many challenges remain on the horizon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Washington State woman who unsuccessfully ran for mayor of Colorado Springs in 2019 has been accused of trying to kidnap a three-week-old baby. Juliet Parker allegedly posed as a photographer and drugged a mother and tried to steal her infant.
She wanted a girl, and she wanted him 5 weeks and younger so she could raise it herself, take it out of state, and pretend it was a newborn of her own.
That's Ed Troyer of the Pierce County Sheriff's Department. Parker is expected to be arraigned on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg once said farming and factory jobs don't require as much gray matter as opposed to information era jobs. In a 2016 talk at Oxford University in England, the 2020 presidential candidate says he could teach anyone how to be a farmer.
And we could teach processes. I could teach anybody, even people in this room, so no offense intended, to be a farmer. It's a process. You dig a hole, you put a seed in, you put dirt on top, add water, up comes the corn. Then we had 300, you could learn that. Then you had 300 years of the industrial society. You put the piece of metal on the lathe, you turn the crank and the direction of the arrow, and you can have a job. And we created a lot of jobs. 1.98% of the world worked in agriculture today. It's 2% in the United States. Now comes the information economy. And the information economy is fundamentally different because it's built around replacing people with technology. And the skill sets that you have to learn are how to think and analyze. And that is a whole degree level different. You have to have a different skill set. You have to have a lot more gray matter.
And finally, please remember on this President's Day, it is a federal holiday and most banks are closed, as well as federal offices and libraries, and no mail today as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.